A reading from Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah. And all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense, and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. Christ was revealed in flesh, proclaimed among the nations, and believed in throughout the world. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Epiphany means manifestation, as we said earlier. And today, the wise men, sometimes known as the Magi, will encounter the manifestation of God in the humanity of Jesus. Matthew tells the story brilliantly, using all the echoes of scripture to point to Jesus as the fulfillment of all that was and has been promised, and using all the wonder of nature and dreams and imagination to create a merging of head in the clouds but feet on the ground understanding and interpretation of the good news of our loving and leveling God, who brings his love crashing down upon us through the humble hearts and obedience of the Holy Family and the humbled surrounds of a lowly and little town of Bethlehem, whose name means the house of bread. There is something very special about this moment in time for the world and for ourselves. For the world, because this story, exclusive to Gospel writer Matthew, is about the converging of Jew and Gentile, signposting us to the fact that God knows no boundaries whatsoever when it comes to love and community and solidarity and unity. And special for us because this story, this wondrous story about love coming down at Christmas, is our story, about us, for us, and with us in our hearts for as long as we say it is. The repeat telling of this story year by year helps us to go deeper into the reality of it every time. And with each telling, hopefully more and more people will get caught up and be dazzled by the starlight and lifelight of that fully divine and fully human bundle of hope wrapped up and lying in wait in the manger, waiting to be discovered and honoured and followed. So what do we know about star players? Pardon the pun. These players, these wise men from the East. Well, they had been studying astrology and ancient writings. They probably turned up from the royal court of Babylonia in Persia, sometime after the shepherds. Matthew doesn't talk about the next day. He introduces it as happening at the time of King Herod, doesn't he? And the word used for child in the text isn't the same as would be used for babies. So along with the fact that Herod wanted to kill babies 2 years and under, we can think that Jesus would have been about 2 years old. In Matthew chapter 2, the Magi quote Micah, the prophet Micah. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." And the prophecy from Isaiah that we heard read by Hugh, chapter 60, speaks of God in his infinite plan of arranging the whole thing. "Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah, and from all Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord." These men would have also heard about Balaam's prophecy of a star that would announce the birth of a special king, a king meant to be worshipped. We read in Numbers chapter 24, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel." Those men followed that star of hope that they had studied and prayed and pondered over, and they followed it. And actually, we can also take heart from them. They came from afar and drew close to the heart of it all, as we often do. We come from afar, emotionally, spiritually, and physically sometimes. And when we do, we are compelled in pain sometimes to draw closer to the heart of it all, to the heart of peace, of comfort, of welcome and love, and of an invitation to be part of God's love story. And what Matthew proclaims about this event is that anyone can be a part of it. Whatever side of the fence you sit on, love transcends barriers of time and distance. It was ironic that the Jews, those who had all laid before them in the scripture, signposted all the way, rejected the enormity of this gift, and didn't even bother to go and check it out. Even the lowly shepherds were touched and stirred into action and worship. But a 6-mile trip from Judah to Bethlehem was too much effort for the chief priests and teachers of the law. As the story was uncovered, verse by verse, prophecy by prophecy in the scriptures, their hearts remained closed to the invitation to enter into the natural wonder of the story told by the star, into the wonder and mystery of the incarnation, when God came into the world and lived among us to show us who we are in him through Jesus. But the wise men, the Gentiles, who had no underpinnings of scripture to aid their scientific and imaginative plottings and ponderings, travelled miles and miles and followed the hearts, and only then stumbled upon the scripture to support their impulses and follow the wondrous signs of nature and heart. The scripture was a validation of their years of watching and waiting, and vindication of what it means to follow intuition and heart and to be obedient. And the most profound difference between them is that in the final analysis, what separated the pragmatic Jews from the open-hearted Gentiles was worship and homage. The Gentiles were entering into the heart of Christianity, the heart of Christ, the Anointed One, and becoming part of the Good News, wanting nothing less than to bow down and bear their symbolic gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, while the Jews were having none of it. And the doings of Herod represent that rejection and fear in the darkest way. These wise men made an effort. They came prepared, full of joy, as they encountered God in the face of Jesus. They bowed down and worshipped, and they returned home by another way. They don't stay, but they leave their gifts and take away their gift of God's love in their hearts, revealed on the ground and in the fire of those hearts. They return home to share the gifts with others. They saw the star, they followed, they worshipped, they knew. Wise men, not because of their wisdom and knowledge, but because of their seeking and finding the one who is all wisdom, all knowledge, love and hope in the dark. What a message for us today, in the dark of the pandemic and all that it stirred up in our personal, communal and global lives. As we go into the new year, maybe right now, your life, you might be seeking direction and wisdom for a decision you have to make, choices you have to make. Life can change courses quite suddenly sometimes and leave us feeling lost, bewildered, But we can take heart and seek out the light of wisdom, comfort and strength, just like those men from the East did. As we remember the beginnings of our longing to shine here where we are, let's ask ourselves if we've really seen that star. Are we really following it? Are we really pointing to the star to shine the way for others? Wrecklesham shines. The place where I am is shining. I am shining. The place where you are shines. You are shining. Let's try and remember that every time we see a star in the sky or in the window of our neighbours, that in God's eyes we're all stars. And the more we pray and seek to follow and bow down and honour and worship the essence of what it means to follow that star of Bethlehem, the more the starlight will shine with us, in us, and through us, so that we can become embedded in that nativity story where divinity and humanity kiss each other and infuse us with the awe and wonder of a mingling of heaven and earth story and a profound experience with Jesus at the center of the manger, the center of our hearts. So let the words of the Lord spoken through Isaiah lift your heart with hope. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. You will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. And let the Magi be symbols to seek and listen and follow our own call to the light. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Amen.